1111. But Alfonso I and Urraca had constant arguments, and since the two were monarchs of different kingdoms, Alfonso of Aragon and Pamplona and Urraca of Leon and Castile, in the end they also had arguments about the reconquered territories. There was a time when Urraca allied herself with Count Don Pedro and Archbishop Diego Gelmírez de Galicia to go against her husband, King Alfonso. Alfonso was very upset because of the disloyalty of Urraca and ordered that she be imprisoned in the fortress of El Castellar, which ruins can still be seen in front of Torres de Perugén on the other side of the Ebro River. Both armies clashed in Villadongos, ending with the victory of the army of the Bachelor over the allies of Urraca. And although on two occasions, Candespina and Villadongos, Alfonso's army defeated the supporters of Urraca, once again reconciliation was achieved. It is a crucial moment for the future of Hispania, because the unity of the Peninsular Christian War was at stake, especially when, to the disagreements between the royal couple, there was yet another destabilizing element added. The existence of a child born from the previous marriage of Doña Urraca, the Infante Alfonso, encouraged by his own supporters. And we are not talking about any character, but about him who will become Alfonso VII, to whom we will refer necessarily later.